During a recent episode of the Quantum Spin podcast, Leland Miller and Mike Kukin from the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission outlined a critical recommendation: the United States must achieve quantum leadership by 2030. Their report emphasizes the urgency of establishing a quantum first by 2030 national goal, aiming for advancements in quantum computing, especially in cryptography, drug discovery, and material science. They highlight that dramatic increases in funding are necessary to build a robust quantum ecosystem. This includes foundational research, commercialization efforts, and the establishment of enabling infrastructure, such as cryogenic laboratories and quantum engineering centers. They stress that while hardware development is essential, there is an equally pressing need to develop the corresponding quantum software ecosystem, which is currently underdeveloped. Their first-hand visits to various quantum labs revealed a vibrant yet fragmented landscape of research and development across the country. They noted that a multidisciplinary approach is vital for success, with chemists, material scientists, and engineers playing critical roles alongside physicists. The commissioners warned that the U.S. faces stiff competition from China, which has adopted a top-down approach to technology development, particularly in quantum computing, where they favor superconductivity. They argue that the U.S. must not only match, but surpass China's pace in quantum advancements to prevent losing its competitive edge. The commissioners also emphasize the importance of workforce development in quantum technology, recognizing the need for a skilled labor force across various disciplines, not just physics. They call for a renewed focus on educational programs that can train this workforce, ensuring the U.S. remains at the forefront of quantum innovation. The report concludes that without strategic investments and a clear national commitment to quantum technology, the U.S. risks falling behind in this critical field. They advocate for the integration of quantum discussions into broader technological and geopolitical conversations, positioning quantum as a priority for national security and economic competitiveness.